Hey, hey, tavern freaks, it's your content creeping, audio appropriating, podcast poaching pal, Bootleg Craig. Summer is upon us, and you know what that means. Another taboo transmission of Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio. Of course, if you like to get your improvised comedy podcasts legally, and a lot sooner, and also help out independent creators at the same time, head on over to patreon.com/magictavern right now. I'll tell you all about the perks you get after the show. But in the meantime, enjoy your 4th of July and the first episode of Season 3 of one of our fan favorite series, Shadow City.
Welcome back. That's right. It's more Shadow City. You demanded it. We like doing it. The internet is on fire right now because this is coming out. Beyonce is losing her mind. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift fully endorsed it. Yeah. I think Olivia Rodrigo did something, and also Chapel Rowan.
To be clear, Olivia Rodrigo did something unrelated.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's just good to keep abreast of her.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
Oh,
right.
Disgusting.
Oh, pervert.
She's like 22. Disgusting.
My bad.
She's got to be like 30 by now, right?
Still.
No, I'm just saying there's like a whole new batch of like new music people.
Like Slop Horse?
I don't even know Slop Horse.
You don't know Slop Horse?
Matt, you don't know Slop Horse?
I don't know
Slop Horse.
If we sang a Slop Horse song, you would recognize it.
Please
do
it
right now. Yeah.
So like drums, bass, put it straight in my eyes. Put it straight in my eyes.
Yeah. He's not doing it justice. It's really good.
Yeah. It's the new Target jingle.
Oh, yeah. Slop Horse.
Yeah, Slop Horse.
What a shame.
Then the That app, and they inspired that Apple TV show, Slop Horses.
Gary Youngman, the rest.
Take my show, please. Already, we're so on the rails, like, to start.
We're really excited to have Anthony Birch back here, our wonderful game master, who's taken us through 2 seasons of Shadow City already. And we're really excited about the 3rd. We always have fun. Thank you for being here, Anthony.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It's fun to DM for y'all. Well, it's fun to DM for 2 of you. I'm not going to let you know who the one is.
It's me.
It's fine. I don't care.
Wait, which one?
Yes, this is the drama I want.
Adam, we'll fight about who it is later when we're in person.
Oh, no. It is you. I was singing Slop Horse.
Oh.
It's me. Graham crackers are a must.
Is it all Target related?
Yeah, they're Target.
Yeah.
Just stuff to buy at
Target. It's AI, I think, actually.
You know how Nutter Butter went crazy on Twitter and we all ate it up? Target did a thing where they made a band.
Remember when Mr. Peanut died? That was crazy.
I sadly do.
Okay, I feel like I should start now. I feel like we're getting punched.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so when we last left you all, you had just gotten out of another weird scrape where you were framed for an assassination that you did not commit and hijinks ensued. But this story is starting several years after that. When we look at Shadow City, typically you see a bustling, if crime-ridden metropolis, not that one, and superheroes everywhere. But now, if you were to come to Shadow City, you would see a dystopian police state where everyone keeps their head down, there are no superheroes visible anywhere, and dissent is immediately punished by mind control. So the city is under the control of Smarty Pants, a supervillain who managed to, after the chaos that you caused last time, take advantage of said chaos and take over Shadow City and turn it into his own dystopian hellhole. he has managed to round you up as so many other reprobates have been rounded up, and you are working on a chain gang mining Brainium, a very rare, very temporally ambiguous substance that powers Smarty Pants' powers and keeps him inside the minds of everyone in Shadow City. So why don't you remind us again, as we look at this chain gang of three schmoes chained together, who you are, what you look like, what you sound like?
Oh, well, I'm, you know, Ma O'Brien, and I just take care of these two big lugs right here because somebody's got to take care of them because they can't take care of themselves at all. They're always getting all kinds of scrapes and stuff. And all I want to do is make a big score, but now I'm stuck on this chain gang, and I'm so mad at them.
Ma, how old would you say you are again?
You know, it varies.
You never ask a lady her age.
Rude.
Sure. But you might ask a Ma her age, right?
I suppose you could, but, you know, it's possible that, I, you know, I'm, let's say I'm 67.
Nice.
Almost nice.
Almost nice.
I'm 2 years away.
Speaking of almost nice, I am playing Tommy Punches DePlume, a barbarian type character. He's 6'9", 420 pounds, I believe.
And I think he kind of worships at the altar of Brad Garrett. I think he's somewhere in this register. Hey, Ma, Punches here, reporting for Brain Gang.
So he loves pickleball. He's just a bit of a goon, but also a sweetheart. And he loves working with his friends.
And I am Crusher, who is, he sort of looks like the body of Jason Statham and the face of the Hamburglar, I believe, was what we had said originally. He's sort of, yeah, a little tough guy. He's pretty good at lying to people, and he talks, and let's see here, let's play the game. Is this the voice?
Hey guys, it's me, Crusher. I think it's something like this.
Arnie, I know it's correct.
A little Joe Pesci-ish.
I was gonna say I know it's correct because my first thought is, oh, sweet Arnie, that's Joe Pesci. Also, is this the voice? That show is just commercials, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, is this the voice?
Is this the voice?
Is this the voice? We'll have to wait till it comes
right now. Yeah,
mind the voice.
Okay, so you are mining away at this Brainium, sweat pouring down your brow, backs aching with every hurl of the pickaxe, when suddenly you see a blur in front of your eyes, and the wind whips past you. The prison guards, all of them mind controlled by Smarty Pants, raise their rifles and start scanning the horizon as the blur continues to whip and whip and whip around you all. And suddenly, before you can even do anything, you feel yourself get picked up as one group, all of you getting pulled along at the speed of sound, basically. And by the time the wind is finished
pushing, would this kill us instantly?
Yeah, but not in this world.
But my hair! Oh, my hair's ruined!
Oh, that's even worse. Just kill us.
After your stomach returns to the bottom of your torso, you find yourself in a basement with tin foil lining the walls. And in front of you, heaving and moaning, is a bleeding man with a gunshot wound in his chest, who you recognize as Comes Too Fast, who is the last living superhero in Shadow City. There's been legends of him maybe still being around, and this is the first time anybody's seen him in a long time.
Oh my God, are you okay? What happened to your chest? Your chest looks awful.
I got shot while I was saving you, and I meant to save you, but not get shot, and then I got shot, so that's not so good. But you have to save us. I can't do it. You can, though.
We can't be responsible for having killed another superhero. How many superheroes have we killed?
Well, we weren't technically responsible. I would like to...
I never realized how much Ma sounds like a female Joe Pesci.
Yeah, I they're very
Oops,
similar.
Oops, all Joe Pesci's.
I would like to cast Cure Wounds. Is that only in combat I can do that?
No, you can do that whenever you want.
I can do whenever I want. I'm doing it now.
All right. So the bullet hole... So in character, as a person with no real superpowers, how do you do this?
Gosh, I've just been on a chain gang.
In the past, you have your soup.
I've had soup on me, but I wouldn't have that, would I? Here, why don't I look for something in the environment first to help? So is that medicine or perception?
Perception or investigation, whichever you like.
Let's do investigation. That's an 18 plus 2 is 20.
Okay. So you easily managed to find an old, slightly rusted, very dusty first aid kit. That you can see that this actually used to be a movie theater, and we are in the room where they store all of the film reels. And there was one first aid kit that was left down here, and you managed to get some gauze and bandage up. Comes too fast. It goes, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I like not bleeding out. But yeah, so you guys have killed superheroes, right? You've killed so many superheroes. And my thinking is, if you can kill superheroes, maybe you can kill a supervillain. Is that a good idea? Maybe you could do that?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, we'd love to try. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody hates Smarty Pants.
We should try to not kill supervillains. And that usually leads to us accidentally killing that person.
That's a good idea. Comes too fast. Do you know someone who we could try to get a legitimate job, and then we'll probably end up killing someone? Do you need a job? Like a legitimate job? Like a 9-to-5, not like this wear a funny costume and run around thing?
I mean, this is my job. It's paid pretty well. I get paid for a lot of endorsements and brand deals and stuff like that. Like I make my own hours. It's a grind economy.
What are you making a year?
What companies are you working with?
Yeah.
How do you get into that?
You gotta get some superpowers post a lot to Instagram, and then everyone tells you, you know, how cool you are, and then you get all the brand deals. So yeah, HelloFresh, Casper Mattresses. Okay. You know, all the big hitters.
Casper Mattress, the mattress that makes you come too fast.
Okay, I understood all that, but someone's got to tell me later what Instagram is.
Oh, ma.
It's like Facebook, but slightly younger.
Slightly.
Okay, I don't use that either.
So, comes too fast, goes to a little chest that he put in this room next to a big pile of empty film reels, and he opens it, and inside you see handfuls of pure brainium powder.
Oh.
It's glowing, it's green, and it is not entirely unlike kryptonite. And he goes, you're gonna have to use this. I'm gonna use this to send you back, and then you can kill Smarty Pants before he ever comes to power. You can kill him when he's a kid. I'm pretty sure how old he is, and that means that he's a kid around this time, so you kill one kid. It's not a big deal, because he's super funny. He's eventually gonna turn evil.
Hold on, honey. What are you talking about, honey? Going back? What do you mean when he's a kid? He's a full-grown ass man.
Yeah. But I have this theory that if I use the brainium and I run really fast in the opposite direction, that everyone inside my sphere of influence will go back in time, but not me.
Okay, well, you know...
I don't know. It sounds like that could work.
I'm okay roughing up a kid, but I don't know if I want to kill a kid. Can we just, like, I don't know, maim him?
Sure.
I'd like to flip a coin, to do the flashback, flash forward thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, Arnie, we did this wrong last time.
Did we?
Part of the time. And then part of the time we did it right.
Sounds like us.
We do it inconsistently for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you to be the arbiter of, is tails like a rewind and heads is a fast forward, or we just flip it to see if it happens at all?
So my thought is that you're hoping for a rewind. If you land on heads, it's a good rewind that helps you. If you land on tails, it is a bad flash forward that we eventually have to get to.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, I'm in for that. That's what it is. So at minute roughly 15, when we forget this next week or whenever the fuck, that's the rule now. Everyone deal with it. I would like to flip a coin, please.
Anthony, how fun is it when we're constantly trying to solve the very premise that you're trying to set up?
Honestly, this is not my first rodeo. I know how people fuck with the system, so I like to think I'm ready for you. I never am fully. But
heads.
Okay, great. So go ahead and narrate a flashback that is beneficial to you in some way, and as long as it's not completely out of the bonkers shithouse, I will allow it.
Do we know roughly what current year it is in Shadow City?
Yes, it is 1959.
Where did I get this cell phone?
I would like to see if approximately 21 years ago, I apply to become a theoretical physicist at college to see if I understand time travel.
Okay. Why don't you give me a history roll or an arcana roll, either?
History or arcana. Do I have a... Those are both plus two. Okay.
While you look up your dice, I just want to point out, I realize we've really... What a boon we've given ourselves. Why do we ever roll dice when we can just
flip a coin
and always get a 50% chance to be able to do anything?
Okay, that was a 4 plus 2 is 6.
Okay, so unfortunately, though you did apply to become a theoretical physicist, they kicked you out because you were a woman.
How dare you? Don't you think I'm beautiful enough to become a theoretical physicist?
Hey, scram, lady. The only kind of theoretical physicist you'd be is I would theoretically sleep with you if you were blonde. I don't like your hair color. It's brunette.
Yeah, I used to be blonde, but I can't get into that now. Goodbye.
Okay, and we flash back to the present.
Can he flip his coin? Can he flip a coin to see if he did change his hair color?
Oh, I definitely did. That's not in question.
Yeah, that's not up for debate. He did.
I applied to be.
I
applied to be a theoretical physicist one time, and I don't. This doesn't sound right to me because I read that whole application.
Well, I mean, if you had become a theoretical physicist, you know that I'm on the level, and this makes perfect sense. So it's either that or we try to go kill him now. But considering he's killed every single other superhero in Shadow City and gotten inside their minds and mind controlled them, and this is the only room in Shadow City that I've seemed to have found that his mind control can't penetrate, I think this might be our best shot.
Okay, comes too fast.
Listen, what'd you call me? Oh, no.
Comes too fast?
Is that what they call me?
We thought that was your superhero name.
What do you think your name is?
But now that I'm saying it, that's not a power.
I thought it was Fastball. They call me Comes Too Fast. Oh no. Yeah. You got to go back in time and stop them from calling me Comes Too Fast too while you're at it.
Oh man. Okay, let me get a piece of paper. Yeah. Let me get a piece of paper.
Listen, I will say, I'm a little worried that you're not who you say you are, and you're just sending us to the past to sort of close the door behind us and never allow us to get back to our time. So... can you say or do something that only comes too fast, that only Fastball could do or say?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm kind of the same age as Smarty Pants. So what you could do when you go into the past is you could find me and then just manage to get your hands on some brainium. And then he'll say the name of his imaginary friend, which is Adel. And when you meet him.
Hold on. How do you spell that?
I have no idea. So,
Adele?
His friend is Abdul.
My imaginary friend as a kid was the wickedly talented Adele Rafi. And you will find me and tell me that you want to meet Adele, and I'll know that means that you're safe. And if you can bring me some brainium when I'm a kid, then I can do the opposite. I can run the other direction really fast and bring you back to this time.
You've assuaged my fears by telling me to still go through time and learn about if you're telling the truth then.
Nailed it.
Before we, you established that we're in this theater space, and I, not to like go on too much of a detour, but I just want to look and see what movies are available here. Like what are some of the film reels? So I guess would that just be like an investigation?
Yeah, or perception, either one.
All right, let's see here. Good. Perception is better for me.
Now, as we all know, last time we started a campaign, Artie was looking around the room and found some magazines, and that snowballed into a 25-minute adventure of him killing someone. And
I swear I'm not going to kill anybody, except for maybe a child later on.
Hey, if I hadn't rolled a 4, I would be in college right now learning theoretical physics, and that would have been this whole episode.
I rolled a 19 plus 2.
Wow.
Okay. So you find that most of these film reels are kind of dissolved.
Hmm.
So you find a film from 1937 called Saratoga, starring Clark Gable and Jean Harlow. You find an original copy of The Wizard of Oz. Hmm. You find Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Reefer Madness, King Kong, Gone with the Wind, and Robin Hood, starring Errol Flynn.
Wow.
What would you like to do with that information?
Is there any projection equipment around? Like, could we try to watch some of this, or just like I discover this because I'm just looking at the. Do I read this on the canister, or do I see?
Yeah,
it like
they're marked with a little white tape on the canister, so you know what's what.
I see. Hey, any of you guys want to watch a movie?
Oh, I don't know if I can. Oh. I would love to watch some of these. I hear Saratoga is particularly good.
Ma, what is it? You don't want to see other women succeed?
Yeah, let's say that. We'll just
you don't
want to
see Jean Harlow rip it up on screen because you couldn't get into school?
You're being very cruel right now, and you have no idea. You have no idea.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to cut to the core, get to the truth.
Crusher, honey, why do you want to watch a movie? We're talking about going back in time.
I don't know. It's just because it's... Look, we've been in a chain gang for a long... For I don't know exactly how long. We haven't had a chance to watch anything. And we're just in this movie house. And there's a bunch of movies available. So I just was curious. I'm just sort of seeing if there's anything here. I'm willing to let it go. But I don't know. I'm just exploring the space.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys... I guess you guys have time because you have all the time in the world because you're going back in time. As long as... and as he says that, you hear knocking on the door. And it says, open up! Come! The voice says, open up! And it comes too fast. Says, I'll go get that. I'll keep him there for as long as I can, but you guys figure out what to do. And, you know, I guess if you want to watch a movie, you can. But if that's Smarty Pants' goons, you won't have much time to watch it beyond the previews.
Do you think you could delay them for about 2.5 hours?
I'll give him my best. And he goes up.
Now, Arnie.
And you hear him talking very fast.
Arnie, in your mind's eye, did you think we were going to start playing the movie and then through some sort of twist of fate or technology, we get sucked into the movie? Where you could kill at will?
Instead
and not
of going through time, we end up doing the
sort
Wizard
of
Oz.
Last action hero scenario.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. No, I mean, truly, I mean, honestly, I was mostly just kind of like curious what Anthony would come up with. And two, like 5% of my brain was like, he established this location we're in. Is there something here that we might be blowing past that could be important?
That also sounds like us. So very possible. Boys, we have to decide. Are we going back in time and trying to get rid of this big stinker, Smarty Pants? Do you want to join me or not?
Yeah, I'm in.
Look, I'm definitely want to try to make things better for ourselves and everybody in Shadow City. And stop, Smarty Pants is a real dick. I'm a little worried about killing a kid.
Yeah. Same.
Also, are we just setting
same.
Things up for a bootstrap paradox where we cause the thing that we're trying to stop?
Let me just delete that from episode 3.
Well, frankly, I don't care. I'm coming down there whether you like it or not. That's right. I bought a one-way ticket to Saratoga.
And the title hits the screen and spins into a newspaper.
Oh, I know we're in a hurry, but this looks really good.
You see Clark Gable come out with his big-ass ears and his wooden teeth. And he goes,
say, baby, why don't you come over here so we can get on a plane to Saratoga?
And you see Jean Harlow, a beautiful blonde bombshell in a long white dress. You may not know it, but this is actually Jean Harlow's last known film before she died of kidney failure in real life. So there's a sort of melancholy feeling to the movie that you don't even know why, but you just sort of feel it in your soul. But it's a comedy, and it's a good one. It's a romantic comedy, and you find yourselves sort of drawn inexorably to Miss Harlow's charms.
Wow, look at that blonde. Theoretically, they do have more fun. Oh, Ma, I'm so sorry. Blonde, theoretical.
That's all right.
Fun.
That's all right.
And Crusher, I think, is experiencing for the first time in his life. I think Crusher is actually probably not a super sexual being, but for the first time in his life, like I wouldn't even say sexual, but he feels a deep love for this woman that he's seeing on screen. Like it's like something he's never really experienced even a little bit before. He starts to cry, I think.
Oh, cool. So as you feel that, The open trunk of Brainium begins to glow. And your emotions of watching this film, the film itself, Jean Harlow, all of that begins to make the dust, the Brainium dust, swirl into the air and swirl around you faster and faster in the way that Comes Too Fast said he was going to do. But since he's off screen right now, the Brainium's just going to do that magically on its own because it now works by intent. So keep that in mind for the future. The Brainium is reactive to human intent. The Brainium surrounds you and everything goes blurry, like a blurry fade in, you know, in Wizard of Oz, really one of those old movies where it's a doo-doo, doo-doo, to quote Rainsville. And when everything comes back into focus for you, you find yourself in what looks to be a speakeasy. There are guys here with big old shouldered suits and tall pants. There are dames here with some of them looking a little dangerous and foreboding. Some of them walking around with skimpy clothes with cigarettes in a box in front of them. There's somebody singing at the stage. And why don't you roll perception or investigation?
I rolled an 8, or a 6 plus 2, an 8. Interestingly, I'm bad at investigation, but I'm good at perception. So I guess if I'm trying to find something, I'm bad at it, but I might just perceive something.
I got a 14 in perception.
Okay. I'll say with a 14, you can tell that these men that you're seeing, a more than average amount of them are in pinstripe suits. Some of them are flipping half dollars in the air and catching them. Many of them have scars on their faces. This seems to be a fairly rough and tumble kind of place. And you hear a voice say, "Whoa, who let you in with that getup?" And you turn and you see a tiny little man with a very big fedora who says, "Who let you, did Gorilla let you in, the bouncer? Or did you see, what are you doing in here?"
Yeah, Gorilla's an old friend of mine. We used to, crack heads down at the, crackhead auditorium.
Why don't you roll deception?
Ooh, that's a straight up 4.
Oh, I see what's going on here. I see what's going on. You're the new guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to see the bathtub?
Yeah, the bathtub.
All right. Go ahead and follow me. And he leads you, much like the tracking shot in Goodfellas, through the fucking kitchen and the back of the bar and through a hallway and down into a room that has several large suitcases. And he opens them all, and inside there are jugs of, he pops open the cork of the jug, and you could smell even from there that is an extremely powerful moonshine of some sort, or a gin. And he says, "All right, you know the deal. One Face wants us to deliver this to the guy at the place. So if you do that, then maybe you'll get an audience with him. You know, here's the thing. One Face is getting older, and soon he's probably going to die, and his little weird smart kid is probably going to take his place.
Yeah.
But until that time, it's to our benefit and to my benefit for us to make a good impression on One Face. So don't fuck this up." Sorry, it's 1920s. Nobody says fuck. "So don't jazz this up, and I will look good in One Face's eyes as well. Do we understand each other?"
"Yes, sir.
We understand. As soon as we're done, we're going to 23 Skidoo."
Get inspiration for that, Matt. Remember, you have inspiration.
Ooh.
One Face always means exactly what he says. You know, he's always got that sort of pyramid-esque item that he tosses gently in the air and catches exactly at the base so it never turns over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a stalwart, loyal, dependable kind of gangster. And mm-hmm. that's the kind of guy you want to look good in the eyes of.
Yeah.
Now, when you say we got to take it to the guy in the place, what was that? Like, who's the guy? What's the place?
Well, you should know that.
And we're just making sure you know that.
We want to make sure. Yeah, we want to make sure that you are who you say you are.
Roll deception again, please.
Okay. Thankfully, my deception is one of my greatest strengths.
Mm.
I have a +5. Oh, but I rolled a one. So I got a six.
Oh, I'm savoring the fact that you said, ooh, luckily this is one of my greatest strengths.
So he immediately pulls out his gat from his coat, an old Colt 1911, and he goes, you know what? Maybe I was a little too quick to bring you boys back here. Now that I think about it, those weird bits of clothing you got on, they would make you stick out anywhere. The boss would never send you to Warner Brothers like that. You'd stand out even amongst all those costume freaks.
Can we tell you a secret? We're from the future. That's right, the future. Do
that. I can tell you your future. You're going to be 6 feet under. Now, I don't want to kill you here because I would have to carry your body, so why don't you start moving and we'll go into the alley. And he gestures back with his gun for you to walk into the alley, which is in the... There's a door leading to the alley in the hallway you just came through.
Now, before you kill us, can you just tell me what day it is?
It is a Friday.
Friday, but the date roughly.
June 1937. This whole coming from the future gag might work on another schmutz, but it's not going to work on me.
I want you to forget about killing us. I want you to go directly to the film lot and say this word to the guard. Schnitzel. If you do that, you're going to have the best night of your life.
Why don't you roll persuasion? Because you're not lying, right?
No.
Yeah, so yeah, go ahead and roll persuasion.
That's a 11.
How about no? I've got you at the end of a gun. I'm not gonna go say a weird German word to some schmo.
Okay.
Into the alley.
How many different attempts to lie to you are you willing to accept before you start shooting?
No
us?
More. I cut you off here. Now it's time to go in the alley and get shot.
Can I just look around? I do want to see if there's anything at hand. I do want to see if there's anything at hand that can help us.
Okay. So seems to be the area where they keep all their contraband. So you see, in a gun rack where there's a lock on the gun rack. Mm-hmm. You see a bunch of Tommy guns. You can see more bottles of gin on the walls. You can see some bags of white powder. What else?
I'm going to grab the white powder.
Okay.
Rip it open and dump it in, throw it in his face.
Okay. Why don't you roll dexterity to see if you can do that before he shoots you? He's going to see you making a sudden movement and he's going to want to shoot you.
Yes. Okay. Luckily, my dexterity.
The fastest bag ripper in the West.
Yes. Yeah, sounded really good until I thought about doing that in front of a person holding a gun who's looking right at me.
who's hell-bent on shooting you.
Okay, so I have +3 dexterity, and luckily I rolled a 1.
God damn it! Okay, so he just shoots you square in the chest as you put this bag of white powder.
No, Crusher!
I wish we'd gone into the Wizard of Oz instead.
Why don't you take it? How much HP do you have right now?
My max is 32. It says I currently have 17.
Okay. Well, let's say that in the intervening years since we last saw you, you got your health back up to 32, but this gunshot takes it right back down to 17. So you don't need to do anything.
Okay.
It wipes out half of your health in one
go. I'll take it.
So you hit the ground, blood's pouring out of your chest, but this little guy is a little bit distracted. So if you want to... why don't we roll a quick initiative?
Tommy got an 18.
Okay, Tommy, 18.
I got a 21.
Now you roll well.
I know.
5.
Okay. So, Crusher, weirdly, as you hit the ground, you are the first person to react. The adrenaline surges through your veins, and you get to act first as this combat begins. What are you going to do?
I'm going to say... I'm gonna say,
don't kill me, Dad.
Okay, are you trying to deceive, intimidate, or persuade him, would you say?
Appeal to his paternal instincts?
I guess I'm trying to deceive him.
Okay, go ahead and roll deception.
Okay. I rolled a 12 plus 5. I got a 17.
Okay. So for a second, the gun wavers, and you see his pupils dilate. And if we were to go into his mind, like when the food critic eats the ratatouille, mm-hmm. you would see a memory of him saying the exact same thing to his dad.
Oh, no.
He kicks this kid who's even tinier as a kid. He goes, "You little runt, you're never going to grow up to be an all-star quarterback. You disgust me. I ought to throw you into the river in a bag like I did those cats." And he goes, "Dad, I didn't know that's what you do to the cats. He said they went to a farm." He goes, "Yeah, a farm upstate called Heaven." And it flashes back to the present, and a tear begins to roll down his cheek. And so if he tries to attack again during initiative, he will have a disadvantage.
Okay. "I'm so sorry. I tried to trick you to make you think that we worked here, but I just wanted to finally see my dad. I came back in time to get to meet you, and I just love you, Dad. I want to be close to you, and I'm sorry I didn't think you would believe the truth."
So he looks at you and he goes, "I don't believe you're my dad. You just reminded me of him. My dad's dead. I know that for sure." "Oh, wait, I'm your dad. I never had sex.
I am from the future. Nobody's ever had sex. It's not complicated at all.
You're not from the future. I don't buy that. I didn't believe you when you rolled to lie for that."
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, now it is Tommy's turn.
Did Crusher manage to break open the bag of cocaine at all?
No, he got shot before his hands even touched the bag.
Okay.
Did the
bullet pierce the bag by any chance?
No, he didn't even get to touch it.
Okay. Tommy, how close would Tommy Punches be to this gentleman?
The room is not terribly huge, so within a single move, you could move to him, you could move to the coke, you could move to the guns, or with a sprint, you could move outside into the hallway.
Picking up a gun, I think, is fine, but I want to stop him from shooting anybody else. So I'm going to try and lunge towards him, specifically using my gritty-sized hand to grab the wrist or the hand with the gun in it.
Okay. Why don't you give me a dexterity check?
Yes. That is a... Whoa! Is that a natural? That is a natural 20.
Oh, shit. Okay, so you get to describe what happens as you go for this coke. Or as you go for his wrist, rather.
So Tommy is able to grab with one hand this gentleman's... his hand holding the gun, and just squeezes it as tight as he can, breaking the barrel of the gun and also crushing this man's wrist, almost fusing metal and skin and bone all together to where this man can never separate or forget that he once held this gun and shot Crusher. He then sort of lifts him up by that crushed hand and dangles him in front of Punches.
"You shot my friend."
"Ow."
"Yeah, I don't like when my friends are shot, especially in the chest."
And then Tommy grabs that sack of cocaine and rips it open, still while holding this guy, and says,
Do it all.
I can't do that stuff. I'm so small. It'll keep me wired for weeks. My arm, it hurts so bad." "Okay, fine, okay." And he gingerly, with his remaining arm, puts the bag to his nose and just sort of takes a big, deep inhale. And he goes, "Okay. I'm high now. What do you want? Oh, God. I should buy a boat. What do I..." I got some good ideas. "I got good business ideas. I think I can make this place even more successful than it was. I think. Oh, you guys can be on the ground floor. The ground floor. Hey, do you have any more of that? I have more of that. And he begins to start reaching like a child for candy at another bag of cocaine on the shelf.
No. Don't buy a boat. Take all your money. Every cent, every penny you earn for the next 21 years. And I want you to invest it entirely in one thing: Sega Dreamcast."
Dreamcast.
And Punches slowly puts this man down, knowing that he's ruined him financially and hopefully physically as well.
Right.
He'll be ruined in half a century.
Hey, if 1959 had Instagram, who knows when the Dreamcast comes out?
That's true.
Superheroes made us move forward in technology a lot quicker.
Ah, yes.
Okay, so I'd say you were safely out of combat. And he goes, "Oh, I gotta call my broker." And he runs out, leaving a trail of cocaine behind him, like when Pigpen from Peanuts walks anyway. And
Pigpen would be so much more interesting if he if he's just in a cloud.
What's going on, Charlie?
Coke, yeah.
Hey. So you are now alone in the room with the guns and the gin and the cocaine.
Now I'm just picturing Pigpen dancing to the Peanuts theme like an asshole.
But like way too fast.
Just zooted out of his mind.
He manages to kick the ball because he's running so fucking fast. He doesn't even see him.
Ma.
Yeah.
Do you have any sort of medicine of first aid kit or anything? We got to staunch this bleeding.
Oh, just so good to be back.
Ma.
Oh, yeah, but he's bleeding out. I got to,
Yeah.
There's only this cocaine here. Yeah, put some gin on the wound. That'll at least sterilize it.
Okay.
I mean, the cocaine couldn't hurt.
Yeah, give him some cocaine. It's fine.
Here you go, buddy.
Okay, roll constitution, Crusher.
Okay. 7 plus 1.
Okay, so you don't roll so well, so you have to essentially role-play a coked-out Crusher for the rest of this episode.
Oh, great.
This rules.
I don't know. I'm going to be more Joe Pesci.
I'm going to roll perception to see if there's anything in the room I can actually heal him with, but I think we kind of know what's there already.
Yeah. There's you basically see everything there is to see in this room.
Okay. I'd like to roll perception to see if I can know if Crusher ever gets a blowjob in a car while talking about veal. A la casino.
Shit.
Natural 20.
Yes.
Is he bleeding very badly? Do we need to get him to a hospital or something?
No, I think you managed to, with a combination of the coke and maybe pouring some gin on the wound to disinfect it, I think you managed to essentially stabilize him. He's going to...
a miracle cure.
Yeah. He's going to, you know, feel it. Well, actually, he's not going to feel it because he's fucking zooted right now. But he is not doing great. You want to eventually get him to a hospital, but for now, he's fine.
Okay, stabilized. Great. Boys, we gotta go find One Face, and I think that's Smarty Pants.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Crusher, do you feel up to it?
Okay.
Okay. It's not a competition.
Okay.
Yeah, you win. Okay, you win.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, okay.
All right. Right. Now, I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm sorry. I'm a little flustered. I'm a little confused. How do we find One Face? We got. I need you punches. I need you to tell me what we're gonna do next. I know I usually come up with the plans, but I'm just confused.
Yeah. What's this tiny book in your hand? The complete works of Lev Landau, the world's top theoretical physician?
Oh, yeah, I just, he's a theoretical physician.
Is that like, theoretically, I could fix you?
Yeah, it's like the crazy theories about medicine that are sort of like if you mixed, theoretical physics with medicine.
Yeah.
And mathematics.
Wow.
He's great.
Wow.
You just invented chiropractic.
Guys, we keep making things worse in this world.
All right, let's do this. Let's still go meet the contact that we were supposed to meet, because that is our inroad to meeting up with One Face.
So now to be clear, we know that we're supposed to take this gin to a guy in a place, but we never found out who the guy was and what the place was.
He told you what the place was. He did not tell you who the guy was.
Was it Warner Brothers?
It was Warner
Studio.
Brothers.
It was Warner Brothers Studio.
Okay. Well, then let's go to Warner Brothers Studio.
Okay. You get outside into the bustling Shadow City daylight. You see folks going about their daily business, fedoras, trench coats, hair done up. A lot of white people, unfortunately. Just white people. As far as the eye, only white.
Speaking of everyone looking the same... should we, before we go where we're trying to go...
One of us should shave our beard to record this podcast?
Yes, just moving forward. Should we try to get some clothes that look like this time period? We're just in a chain gang in the future. Also, I've been shot in the chest. Like, should we try to get some spiffy duds? What I'm saying is, should there be a shopping montage?
For sure, but also at Warner Brothers Studio, there will be an embarrassment of riches in terms of garb and clothing.
Assuming we can get in.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I'm up for either robbing a clothing store or two, or going straight to the to the studio.
Can I say, it seems like we've already left this last location, but is it fair to say we would have brought, like, a couple bags of cocaine or something with us?
I'd say you were allowed to bring some bags of cocaine. Are you going to take the gin with you? Because it seems like that was the job, was to deliver.
And it was in a big case, right?
It was in several big cases. So basically, if each of you carried two cases, that would basically mean that you are... Your hands are full and you can't do much of anything without putting the cases down. So there's four cases altogether.
To be fair, though, Tommy could probably carry
all four
more.
Okay, why don't you give me a strength check, Tommy?
Absolutely. 6, 9, 420, not for nothing. That is a 14.
Okay, with a 14, we'll say that, yeah, you can hold two suitcases in each hand. It's going to still prevent you from doing anything before. You're going to have to take some time. You're going to have to take an action to put them down safely, or for no action at all, you can just drop them and let the glass break inside.
Is there still someone at the front entrance as we're kind of carrying this stuff out?
Yeah, you see a big guy who's so hairy, and he's hunched over, and he's got a big old jaw, and his knuckles are almost on the floor. And he looks confused. He goes,
I didn't see you coming here.
Oh, you're Gorilla, right?
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, the boss told us we're supposed to deliver this gin. He said we should use the car. Can you pull the car around?
Oh, well, I guess you wouldn't have that gin if you didn't work for the boss. So.
Exactly. The boss also said you deserve a raise. Does that make sense?
Oh, heck yeah. 23 skidoo.
He also said he's my dad.
What?
Never
I thought
mind.
He was a Voyager.
Okay.
He gets the tiny guy whose name you never found out, his car, the boss's car, which is an old Ford Edsel, and he ushers you inside. He goes, where to, guys?
Warner Brothers. Oh, go ahead, Mom.
No, you go ahead. You say it. Say it triumphantly.
We're going to Warner Brothers.
Okay. We then find you pulling up to the security gate at Warner Brothers, where a rotund Irish security guard stands there and waves the car to a stop. And he goes, can I see your identification, please?
Oh, Mickey, you don't need to see our identification. Look, we've got these costumes on and we're delivering this gin. We've got to get back to the set immediately. I know that Mr. Johansson is dying to see us.
Mr. Johansson is dying to see you. Who exactly are you? Also, my accent is terrible and I apologize.
That's okay. There's a lot of that going around.
I don't want to brag, but I'm Jean Harlow's mom. She's having me help out a little bit. Don't you see the resemblance?
So go ahead and roll deception with advantage.
Plus 3. It's a 9, which is 12, and a 4, which is 7. Whoa,
he goes, oh, I'm afraid not. Even if you were Miss Harlow's mother, which I'm not sure you are, there's nobody on set without the express permission of a director or the studio owner. You would have a pass were you to. I mean, we get people trying to sneak on the lot all the time to see the stars. You know, we say out here the sky is dark because all the stars are out tonight. But, yeah.
Of course.
Be off with you then. I'm so sorry.
Can you get Mr. Jack Conway on the phone? I believe he's...
Why don't you roll persuasion to see if you can persuade him to do this?
19.
Wow.
Oh, Arnie, I just wanted to say something to you. Don't think that I didn't recognize that your little okay, is actually Joe Pesci from Lethal Weapon 3 and not Goodfellas or Casino Joe Pesci.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. He seems his most coked out in that movie, right?
Okay, you're right. Yes, you're right. In dress.
Whatever you want, Leo gets.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you need to watch Gone Fishing.
Gone Fishing is good. No, it's not, but it's
good. Not enough cocaine in the world for me to watch that movie.
Mickey, please. And I kind of like stroke a finger across his beard.
Oh, well, I've never been one to disappoint a lady. So he picks up a walkie-talkie and goes, this is O'Brien looking for Jack Conway. Is Mr. Conway available? And you hear a voice on the other end saying, stop doing that accent. He goes, okay. And the voice on the other end says,
oh,
yeah, they just took 5. Let me go get him. It's Conway.
Tell him... Schnitzel.
Schnitzel? There is a silence on the other end, and he says,
"Let him in."
And O'Brien says, "Okay, I guess you're free to go in." And he raises the barricade and drive onto the Warner Brothers lot.
I don't want to. I just want to make sure I'm not missing something. Is this a thing? Is Schnitzel a secret thing?
I don't know. I'm just going with Matt.
Okay.
Okay. So yes. So you can actually see as you're driving through the lot, you see, basically, you know, hangars, sets, and they each have what's being filmed on them. Filmed in them on a little placard outside. So you drive past the exact same film reels you saw in that basement. You drive past The Wizard of Oz, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Reefer Madness, King Kong, Gone with the Wind, Robin Hood. And then you drive up to Saratoga, directed by Jack Conner.
And Tommy has his own, Punches has his own face pressed up against the window and also is holding up Crusher's face and pressing it up against the window for him.
Okay.
Look, Crusher. Look at all them sets.
Do we think Jane Harlow is in one of those?
Oh, I don't know. The movie's done filming, but maybe she came back.
Oh, she's definitely in there. Don't worry about it.
Does she live in the studios on the set? You think she ever kissed Michigan J. Frog? I'm serious, guys. I'm serious.
It was one night.
I'm serious. What the fuck?
Finally, the central mystery of season 3.
Who kissed Michigan J. Frog?
Who didn't?
Look, boys, we're going to have to go talk to somebody that I used to know a long time ago, but he's not going to recognize me, and that's going to break my heart. But you're just going to have to follow along with me, okay?
I feel like there's stuff you're not telling us.
There's a lot of stuff I've never told you, boys. This is very hard for me, and I don't really want to be here.
Holding an old photo?
What's that?
Oh, I just exclaimed, holding an old photo? I think so. Maybe it's... Oh, nope. It was just a piece of litter in the wind. Sorry,
oh, no.
Go ahead.
Here's the old photo. I happen to have it at the prison with me. You see this beautiful young blonde woman?
Yeah?
That's me.
Hachi Machi.
That's me. Hey, that's me a long time ago.
Look at them getaway sticks.
You're looking at a picture of Jean Harlow, the woman you saw in Saratoga.
Boys, I faked my own death in 1937. What? I was Jean Harlow this whole time.
Whoa. You're Jean Harlow?
I'm in love with Ma.
Sure are.
Yeah, and Ma, do you have a different name just so there's no sort of edible confusion?
Yeah, my name's Matilda. I've taken the name Matilda O'Brien for many, many years.
Wow, you never told us.
Yeah, I definitely have. It's okay, baby. You don't know nothing.
Sorry.
Look, I'm in that studio right now with the director of Saratoga, Jack Conway, and we are having an illicit affair. I'm married right now. I had to fake my own death. Oh, God. Okay. I can't
see
myself.
So what you're saying is we've come back in time. We have to save your life.
Yes. Of course.
So you don't die.
I don't die because I faked my death. But we could change my life. We could unfake my death. Maybe it was the biggest mistake I ever made. I don't know. I ended up on a chain gang with two idiots. What am I doing with my life?
Ma, can I ask you, knowing now what you know about yourself when you were this age and what was going on in your life, would you say, do I got a chance?
Oh my God. I'm going to hit you so hard.
Let me pull up IMDb.
So hard. What?
Sorry, I said let me pull up IMDb. One second.
Okay, give him a second. Just give him a second, Crusher, before I hit you so hard.
Hold on, one second. Gene, it's not G.
Okay.
Gene, with a J?
Yeah, with a J.
J-E-A-N-H-A-R-L-O-W.
Oh, sorry, it's taking a second. It's like crossing the China Seas. Susie, I guess I'm as dumb as the girl from Missouri, you libeled lady. This is my own personal property, you riff-raff, reckless Hollywood on parade.
To all those 90-year-olds who are on the Hello from the Magic Tavern Patreon, we just want to say this episode is just for you.
Yes.
That's a natural 20 of an actual play bonus episode, if I've ever heard one. Crusher was played by Arnie Niekamp. Matilda Ma O'Brien, a.k.a. Jean Harlow, was played by Matt Young. Tommy Punches DePlume was played by Adil Rafai. This episode was produced by Matt Young. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. Special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode was edited by Sage GC. Logo by Allard LeBon. Theme by Sage GC. If you want to find out what happens next to Ma Crusher and Punches, groove on over to patreon.com/magictavern. You can become a patron and support the show for just $5 per month. That's cheaper than a hypothetical podcast that charges $6 a month. So discover the amazing feeling of supporting an independently produced podcast. As a patron, you're entitled to some crazy perks, including 2 new bonus episodes each month, a monthly newsletter from the hosts, access to the Magic Tavern Discord, the full back catalog of bonus content, and ad-free versions of the main show. Learn more at patreon.com/magictavern and tell them Bootleg Craig sent ya.
Except, actually, don't tell them that, because... Well, then they'd realize I've been bootlegging the show. So just tell them regular Craig sent you, I guess.
Until next time, babes and babies.